Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hallo, bonjour. It's Eli, your co-writer and co-producer, and we wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who's been commenting and sharing the show out there on social media, playing it for friends, all that stuff. We are so glad to know that you're enjoying it. It really does make our day. This episode is brought to you by The Amelia Project. It is a witty, delightful audio drama podcast about an exclusive agency whose job it is to help their clients fake their deaths and start a new life somewhere else. So, cult leaders, criminals, TV stars, every episode there's a new client planning their escape, and every client is weirder and funnier than the last. And if that's not enough for you, they just released a special episode that crosses over with four other shows. And one of those shows might just be Alba Salix, Royal Physician. Just saying. As for the other three shows, I'm not going to spoil anything except to say that we love them all very much and that the crossovers are hilarious and so, so perfect. That is The Amelia Project. Search for it in your favorite podcast app or look them up on the web at ameliapodcast.com. And now, Alba Salix, Volume 2, Episode 2.
Good morning, Madam Minister.
Good morning, Ms. Berenice. Do you have our presentation to the Chancellor ready for this afternoon?
Good to go. No preamble, like you said. We'll just bury him in numbers until he begs for mercy.
And gives us our budget, I hope. And remind me, what's this morning?
This morning is inspection at the House of Healing.
Ah, yes. The jewel in the crown of this department.
And they should be getting their new secure storage unit installed today, too.
What time?
The best I could get out of magic support was sometime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.
As always. All right, I'm off to the House of Healing.
Shall I bring you the whip, Minister?
No. Make it a cudgel. Something that lands on a skull with a nice solid thunk.
Of course. Who knows? Maybe they'll actually be ready for you this time.
They better be.
By appointment to the King and Queen, Alba Salix, Royal Physician, Volume 2. Episode of the second, Tried and Tested.
The laundry's done and the beds are made.
Thank you, Holly. Magnus, how's the lab coming?
Just putting away the glassware now. Whoops!
Magnus!
It's okay. That was a bad beaker. Very unfit for inspection. It had, like, stains and totally would not pass muster with Minister Fearsome.
If you call her that to her face, I will hit you.
No physical assault on colleagues, remember?
Damn these new rules.
All right. Lab's all done.
And the back hallway.
Oh, also, nobody opened the right-hand supply cupboard.
My right or your right?
Holly, don't open any of the supply cupboards.
Check.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Piercy.
So, are we all fired yet?
No one's being fired, oddly enough. Thank you for your efforts in adhering to the new ministry guidelines. I know this can't be easy.
And the action plan?
Yes, very impressive, very thorough.
You sound surprised.
You were here when I visited last week, weren't you?
I suppose that's fair.
No, compared to the Sorcerer General staff, the House of Healing runs like gnomish clockwork.
Oh, thank you, Miss Piercy.
Would you like a tour? You can see which items we've gotten done so far.
Gotten done? You've actually done things? My word, you're leaving those wizards in the dust.
Holly?
You got it. So this is a reception area.
I'm familiar, yes.
We've cleaned up and moved the desk so it's easier to get past.
I saw the new ramp at the front doorstep too. Very good.
Through here, the exam room has new, easy-to-clean curtains. The lab's been tidied, cabinets labeled, and...
No, not that cupboard.
glassware and instruments cleaned.
Good work.
You bet.
Everything's a bit crowded in here today, unfortunately, but that's because the pantry's been cleared out to make room for the new storage unit.
They should be delivering it today, in fact.
I'll miss you, pantry.
I know you will, but it's for safety.
I know.
How is the one in your office working out?
Oh, the cabinet is great. It's such a relief, finally having all the dangerous magical items protected from unauthorized access.
Why is everyone looking at me?
No reason.
I know why we're doing it, but I'll miss all my bottles and jars. I won't get to write out all the names by hand. And I guess I'm still sad about the garden.
I know.
The garden?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, something came and ate nearly every flower in the herb garden. So we've got some replanting to do, and when we bottle the new plants, you can decorate the labels.
Really? Can I? Is that all right, Miss Piercy?
Yes, fine.
Yay! Thank you! Right, sorry, no hugs.
Not so good. The hallway is still impassable.
This is just temporary. This will all go into the new unit.
All right.
In here, the ward has been swept, scrubbed, smudged, and sanitized. We've ordered new linens for both beds.
Very good.
And I think that's all for inside.
Yeah, that's it for inside.
Yes. Magnus, you raised the issue of living conditions, and we agree. It would be better to house you somewhere other than...
A freezing, moldy tool shed?
There isn't any mold.
We will begin looking for a suitable room within walking distance.
Define walking distance.
0.75 miles, or the distance walkable by the average adult in 15 minutes.
So, if I find something cheaper further out, can I take a carriage to work?
Moving right along.
I mean, you get a carriage.
Defining roles. We need to assess each of your strengths and determine where we have gaps to fill. Yes, Holly.
I've been reading about the Persimmon Personality Index.
I haven't heard of that one.
At the market the other day, there was a booth for Persimmon personnel. They do hiring for all those big new companies in town.
Oh, one of those.
And they created this test so we can find out what kind of personality and working habits we all have.
I don't think we need a test to tell us that.
They gave me the whole package. Look! Know thyself, know thy employees. There's a gem! And a deck of cards. And they're all different personality archetypes. Don't you want to know if you're the Queen of Rubies or the Fire Eater?
I'm quite sure this isn't on the list of approved evaluation tools.
Come on. It'll be so perfect. We can discover our unique strengths in a fun way. Find out what part of our bodies our brains are in.
Then by all means, try it. On your own time, please.
You have to do it too. We want to know your personality so we know how you like to work and how best to set you up for success in this important transition. What do you think, Alba?
I think it's up to Ms. Piercy.
Please, Ms. Piercy.
Holly.
Please.
I find it's best just to go with it. Otherwise, we'll be here all day.
I'm going to regret this. All right. Let's see what we get.
Alba, I want you to look into this sapphire.
Really?
It helps to focus your mental waveform.
As if there were any such thing.
Just enjoy how pretty and shiny it is. Admire it. Let your conscious mind drift peacefully as you gaze into the soothing blue depths of the sapphire.
And at some point, I suppose you ask some questions? Ollie?
Right. Questions. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being completely answer A and 10 being completely answer B, would you say that you are more like a pond or a brick wall?
What does that even mean?
Just pick one. Go with your instinct.
My instinct is no, neither.
All right, I'll say that's a 5.
How many questions are there?
The key is not to overthink your answer. Just say the first thing that comes into your head.
This is so boring.
Magnus!
That was the first thing that came into my head.
Magnus, on a scale of 0 to 10...
7?
Let me ask the question first.
0.9?
Question 1...
Can I say 7.83? I'm feeling precise today.
Oh! Would you describe yourself as a catalyst or an observer?
5.
Do you prefer to set your own hours or to think about things that could have been?
5.
Do you prefer going to a party or falling from a great height?
5. No, 10.
Which of these two circles makes you feel more envious?
I'm not even sure I can put that in a number.
Just say your first response.
Blue.
As a number.
Maybe bluey green with little swirls of white.
Magnus, stop touching the sapphire of assessment.
I'm not touching it. I'm just putting my hand near it as I focus my brainial waveforms on it.
Stop it!
I'm not even touching it. I'm not. Look!
Magnus! Don't forget, Alba. Keep looking into the sapphire.
It doesn't matter where I look.
But it helps to focus the mind.
Yes, yes, you're right. I suppose it does keep the violent urges at bay.
Pardon?
Nothing, nothing. Three.
Question 33. Would you rather try new flavors of pie or climb to the top of the tallest mountain? Well, pie, obviously. I'll put that down as a 10. Question 34. Do you prefer being physically active or making yourself useful? Can't I be both? 5, then. How about 5? Hello? So shiny. Holly, please pay attention. Oh, sorry.
Well, this is fun.
I knew it was a bad idea.
It's all part of a learning process.
How much longer do you think she's going to be? Perhaps we can get on with some actual business?
Hey, so I'm looking for Alba?
Yes?
I'm Travin. I'm from Magic Support. I got your new secure storage unit here.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That little thing? How is that going to hold everything in the pantry?
Oh, the Dragon Horde 3C comes compressed. I'm going to take it out of the packaging, and it's going to expand to fill basically the whole room.
What? That's so cool.
Pantry's back here.
Down the hall on your right. You'll see it.
Can I watch?
Sure. Watch out. It's heavy.
Oh, you're not kidding.
So we just gotta line it up in the very center of the room okay. So it doesn't go crooked and damage any walls.
Right. Makes sense.
Now just cut this open and slide this off.
And there it is. How awesome is that?
Yeah. And now we wait.
Is it doing anything?
Takes a while for it to expand to full size.
All right. So this is your job, installing these things?
Well, any kind of magic fixtures. We got a big project coming up for the transmutation lab.
All right, team. Time for our results.
Magnus!
We're busy!
No, you're not. Get in here and get your damn results.
Fine!
Trust me, you're not missing out on anything.
I should have been a wizard. I could totally go to wizard school.
All right, let's get this over with.
Hey! Don't touch the sapphire of assessment, Holly.
I'm the one administering the test. I have to hold the sapphire to my head like this while I choose the cards. It helps amplify my mental vibrations. Who wants to go first?
Fine. I'll go. This better be good, Holly.
It's not good or bad. There's no judgment. It's a reflection of your true inner self.
So, like, the King of Hellfire?
The Princeling of Waters.
Princeling? Seriously?
He's got a nice hat.
Oh, man. Even the picture makes him look like a dork. I pronounce your test officially lame.
This card signifies a rebellious spirit who questions authority at every turn.
Well?
Tell me more of this fascinating result.
They struggle against the system and are often resourceful and inventive, even though
their genius goes unappreciated.
They may appear opportunistic and lazy.
To the uneducated layperson, go back to the part about fighting the system.
I'd hoped the point of this test was to find ways to channel your strengths into positive results for the team.
That's right.
No way, baby. I'm sticking it to the man.
Yes, you're quite the rebel.
You know it.
Okay, let's do yours, Alba.
All right.
My money's on the old maid of broomsticks. Or the tyrant. Is there a tyrant?
Nope. It looks like... Oh my gosh. The Princeling of Waters.
What?
Really?
That's my card. She can't have mine.
That is an amusing coincidence.
Oh, it's not a coincidence.
Clearly your cards are stuck or something.
I suspect improper shuffling.
Well, perhaps the two of you have more in common than you think.
Like heck.
Gods help me.
That's so interesting.
Alba, you were a little bit of a terror in your school days, I hear.
People say the damnedest things, don't they?
It's true, though. Alba, you are resourceful and inventive. And you don't listen to authority much.
This will be interesting when we talk about work habits and interpersonal strategies.
I'm curious to see what card you get, Miss Piercy.
Yes, all right.
Nobody else better get Princeling of Waters.
No, it's the Scribe. A figure who maintains rational order and values competence, honesty, and reliability. Right? That's so you!
I suppose that's not a bad description.
A keeper of knowledge.
Fair enough.
And a keeper of secrets.
Secrets?
Ooh, that sounds mysterious.
It just means that I'm trustworthy, obviously, and I'm often privy to official secrets by virtue of my position.
You don't have any deep, dark secrets, Miss Piercy?
Yes, do tell.
Well, Holly, let's find out what personality type you are.
Okay.
Can you trust this test if you ran it on yourself?
It's probably just as useful as everyone else's results.
The Queen of the Wind?
Oh, that does sound like me!
Careful with those wings, oh queen!
Sorry, I just got excited. Let's see. Ooh, a spirit with a deep connection to the primal forces of nature.
That's one way of putting it.
A dynamic personality who was fated to bring doom and destruction.
Ha ha!
That sounds about right, actually.
No, it can't be. I'm a good fairy and I help people.
Bringer of doom!
Magnus, this is me we're talking about. I'd never bring doom.
Who almost got us eaten by bears?
That wasn't my fault. I was starving and they had porridge!
Bears?
I seem to remember a fair number of lab explosions.
Magnus brings on way more doom than I do.
All right. We can't take this test too seriously. This is simply a mildly entertaining game to spark conversation.
But I looked into the sapphire. Do you think it sensed a mental vibration from deep in my spirit that I've been hiding from all this time?
I think it tells us a lot of random traits that could match anyone.
I'm scared, Miss Piercy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should take the rest of the day off. You know, just in case.
In case what?
In case you have a mental vibration.
You're a mental vibration!
Whoa!
What the hell was that?
Oh no!
So, slight problem with the install.
What happened?
Oh my gosh, it's happening already.
I think we might have mismeasured the amount of free space.
What? Is anything damaged?
I mean, a little bit. Just might need to get someone in to look at the walls and make sure they're still sound.
This is unacceptable. Show me.
Well, you know, sometimes these old buildings, they expand and contract with the cold.
It's all my fault.
Holly?
Did you double-check the measurements before you opened the package?
Yeah.
Did you?
I mean...
Yeah, he totally did. I saw him.
I see.
Can't you just shrink it?
No, he can't. Once installed, it's proof against most types of magic. And even if we did shrink it, I don't trust this building to stay standing now.
It's really not that bad.
I am going to talk to the head of your department, young man. And they need to get the emergency team down here on the double. Come on, let's clear the building. Holly? Miss Alix? Hello?
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I'm a monster, and I bring doom and destruction everywhere I go.
I thought I might find you here.
Albin, no, you can't be around me. It's not safe.
Holly, you pulled a random card out of a deck.
And then the whole House of Healing nearly fell down.
It didn't. And it certainly wasn't your fault.
I brought this on us, Alba.
You did no such bloody thing. It was that so-called wizard from the ministry. He didn't measure properly. He didn't even install the unit with the door facing out. You are a good fairy. And you help people.
It's just a thing I say to make myself feel better.
It's true. You are good. You're good because you care. That's who you are. And that's something to be proud of. So take it easy today. Piercy's not letting us back into the building anyway. Go get some rest.
Thanks, Alba.
See you in the morning.
You're being so stupid. The building's gonna be fine. It's just a little plaster off the walls.
I know, right? That Piercy is such a tight ass.
Yeah. Oh, hey, thanks for covering for me in there.
Oh, you got it, dude. Oh, shoot. That reminds me.
What's up?
While you're here, Alba wanted me to ask you about a problem with the cabinet in her office.
The Dragon Horde 11S?
Yeah, the big new shiny red one.
What's wrong with it?
It's kind of dumb. We forgot the password. You know, we're supposed to choose one that's hard to guess, and Piercy's all like, no, you can't write it down.
Well, I mean, that's good practice, but yeah.
I want to say it was something like double toil and trouble, but it's not working. Any way you can tell what we set it to?
There's no way to find out, but if you want, I can reset the password, and you can just choose a new one.
Really? That would be amazing.
Oh yeah, it's no problem.
You're saving my life, man. Seriously. Ooh, nice wand. Amulet? Boring. Teapot? Lame. Hey, now this looks demonic. Damn it, I gotta learn me some languages. Whoa, that's graphic. You beautiful, beautiful thing. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, you probably got a name. Like Blade of the Night, Sky Talon, Drinker of Souls. No way! Alba, where did you get this awesome knife? Aw, yeah! Aw, yeah! Oh, crap! Oh, crap! Okay, everything's gonna be fine. It wasn't even me! I wasn't even here! Oh, gods, I'm so dead! Ah!
Hello? Who's here? Magnus, what are you doing in here?
Nothing! What are you doing in here?
I saw lights inside and... Oh my gosh! What did you do?
Nothing!
Yeah, right. I knew you'd be up to something.
What do you mean? I saw the fire too, and I came in to fight it.
Why is the red cabinet open?
Because of the fire. It popped open. Like popcorn.
Uh-huh. Who's causing doom and destruction now?
The fire's out. There was hardly any destruction.
Except for Alba's papers.
I know. Oh, jeez. You gotta help me hide them.
We have to get out of here. The building's not safe.
Travin says the building is totally fine.
Like he'd know.
He's a wizard. He knows stuff.
Magnus, just close the cabinet and let's go.
Wait. What's that noise?
Magnus, leave it!
It's coming from inside this bag.
Stop touching things! Do you want to bring doom and... Aww. It's a little butterfly.
Holly.
Oh no, he's stuck. Well, thank goodness we got that fire put out. He could have been killed.
Why does Alba have a butterfly in a jar? In a bag? In the back of a magic-proof locked cabinet?
Exactly. I'm going to have a word with her when she comes back. Look at his tiny face. He's so sad.
But don't you think he might be dangerous too? Or is Alba secretly evil?
He's just a butterfly. Just hang on, little guy.
How do you even know it's a he?
My people train butterflies.
To do what? Harvest nectar?
On Midsummer's Day, they dance. You should see it. Fairies and butterflies turning the sky into fountains of color.
Right.
Here you go, buddy. You're free.
You gonna dance for us, Mr. Butterfly?
No.
You talk?
Oh my gosh, you do talk. Hello, my name is Holly.
I will not dance for you, Holly.
That's okay. You don't have to.
The two of you are going to dance for me.
Yeah, right. Last animal who told me to dance, I got a shovel and I... Ow! Holy dang it, the heck am I... Ow!
Dance, human! Come on!
Ah! Stop that! Holly!
It's okay, Mr. Butterfly.
Get this thing away from me!
Magnus, be nice. He's not a thing.
He shoots lightning.
He's just disoriented.
Lightning, Holly!
Did I hear that right, fairy? You enslave my people?
What? We don't enslave. It's artistic collaboration.
Lies!
That's not nice. I just rescued you.
Yeah. What were you doing in that jar anyway?
She imprisoned me, the human hag. Said she didn't want me in her garden. She would have me go hungry, she would.
What? No, we have plenty of nice flowers you can drink from. Or we did until yesterday anyway.
Drink from the flowers? Oh no. Nectar is sweet. But now I feed on something far sweeter. Pure beauty.
What does that mean?
It was you that ate all the flowers?
Oh, they were delicious. And all the lovely shiny beetles and ladybugs.
Since when do butterflies eat ladybugs?
I would have had that pretty little bunny rabbit, too, if that evil witch hadn't caught me.
You eat a bunny rabbit? I'd like to see that.
Teeth!
That could be arranged.
No! Nope! Don't need to see that.
You ate Alba's flowers and herbs and all the little bugs and she's the evil one? I don't think so.
Soon I shall feast upon her bones. But first, I shall feast upon yours, fairy.
Whoa! Help!
I shall drink your tears.
Stop it!
Fear me. I am Pelipag, the devourer.
Yeah? Well, I'm Holly, Queen of the Wind!
I do not fear the little minions of the witch.
We're not minions. We're staff.
You serve her whims.
Come here, you! Get back in your jar!
Holly? Ah! What the heck? Ah! Are you doing that?
I am Queen of the Wind. No! I bring doom and destruction, starting with you!
Holly!
Magnus, get the jar!
Right! Got him! Thank the gods! Here, one evil butterfly!
No! Let me go!
Say you're sorry.
I will not! Filthy fairy!
Say it!
No! You can imprison me, but you can never... Okay! I'm sorry!
Whoa! Let's all calm down. Queen of the Wind, I got it.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Holly, why don't we just, put him back in the cabinet?
Yeah. I'll go back in the cabinet. It's good. I'll be good.
That was amazing, Holly. I didn't know you could do that.
Neither did I. Gosh.
Totally badass.
Thanks. Wow.
Oh, so dead.
New item.
Please state item name.
The Eye of Morgulan.
The Eye of Morgulan is not a recognized artifact.
Morgulan! It's Morgulan!
Morgulan. It's Morgulan. Is not
Hand
a
me
recognized
the book.
Artifact. Please state index number from Biznayan's Compendium of Magical Artifacts.
This is the worst!
Sorry, I don't understand that index number.
You're confusing the cataloger.
Well, the cataloger is stupid!
Do you want to start over?
No!
What's the problem now?
There's no problem.
Alba, what is the actual point of a magical catalog system if you have to look everything up in the book anyway?
It keeps idle hands busy.
Right.
Sorry, I don't understand that index number. Do you want to start over?
No!
In Tried and Tested, Alba Salix Volume 2, Episode 2, you heard Barbara Clifford as Alba Salix, Julian Sark as Magnus, Olivia John as Holly, and Elaine O'Neill as Antalia Piercy. with Abbas Hussein as the butterfly, Mbula Enobong as Loria Berenice, and special guests Michael Howie as Travin and Jasmine Cheng as the catalog. Script, music, and sound design by Eli McElveen. Directed by Sean Howard and Eli McElveen. Associate producers Paul Tedesco, Keiko Kanda, Heather Collins, Julian Sark, Michael Hudson, and Jack P.V. House. Supporting producer Kim Bellinger. Executive producer Dave Addison. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Donors get weekly bonus content, early access to episodes, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
I mean, you're gonna have to lose these cupboards anyway when we put in the fire suppression system.
Did someone say sledgehammer?
No.
Okay.
This episode has been brought to you by The Amelia Project, a delightfully witty audio drama podcast about an agency who helped their clients disappear. Look them up at ameliapodcast.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Flora J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for Season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.